Thank you. Okay. When the Basil Gani Topshachov Gimel, Ice Gimel, page Yud Gimel. Okay, last thing that Rebbe was explaining that Baal Shem Tov said on the Pasuk, Tzer Tasa La Teva, Tachtiyam Shneim Ushlishim. So there's two opinions. Whether it refers to, like you said, according to one opinion, it refers to Eilemis, Neshamis, and Alokus. One opinion, and another thing it says, another Pirish says it goes to Atzilus Biri Yetzira, and another opinion says it's the Eilemis HaKlolim, that Atzilus is the lower level of Asiya. Anyway, Umamcha Maimer, he continues in the Maimer, Sheinyan, the earnings of Lamata Anin Tachlitz, this that the what the Zohar says, the praise of Hashem, that he goes Maila Maila and gets unbelievable high, and Mata Mata Anin Tachlitz, unbelievably low. What is the low level? It refers to Elamis Biyah, B'riya Yitzir Nasiyah. Why? Bisha Elamis B'riya Yitzir Nasiyah, Hadim B'chinis Mata. Even though Atzilus is a world, but it's a world which is completely bottled to Elokus, not only the Eiris, but even the Kalim. And he said that itself is two different things, the level of Eiris and the level of Kalim. So they can't say it's Mata Mata, because yes, there's Kalim, but still the Kalim are bottled to Elokus. So what does Mata Mata refer to? So he says it refers to the level of B'ri Yitzir Nasiyah, because Kalim Atzilus saying Kagufal and Ishmosa. Because Kalim Atzilus, as far as Elokus goes, is what is considered like the body of the Neshama. But Biyah Ein Mechinas Levushim, meaning like this, you have the Neshama, the body. Okay, that's Kalim of Atzilus, said the body, the Kalim, the body for the Eretz of Atzilus. But B'ri Yitzir Nasiyah is a level of garments. Garments is not part of the body. Garments you wear on top of the body. It's outside of the body. Like it's mentioned in Pasuk Liyo, the Kama Levushin, the Kinas, how many Levushin did you establish? That goes on the level of B'ri Yitzir Nasiyah, Sheim Rak Levushin Belvad. There are only garments to the Erna Kelim of Atzilus. Okay, so he says, what does Mata Mata mean? It can't refer to Atzilus because Atzilus is not Mata Mata because it's Batul Telukuz. What does it mean? It refers to the worlds of Biyah. And he adds like this, like the expression, Bina of Atzilus shines into the world of Bria. What does it mean? He explains, Eimailah is the level of Bina of Atzilus. It shines in the Kursaya. Kursaya in Aramaic means a chair. What does it mean? Which world is a chair? That's the level of Eilan Abriya. In other words, like this. It says in Paschalio, and Kabbalah all over the place, that the four letters of Yudke Vavke correspond with the four worlds. Right? Atzilus, Bria, Yitzir, Nasiya. So it says Yud shines in Atzilus, Hey in Bria, Vav in Yetzira, and the last Hey in Mal in Nasiya. Okay, so he's explaining now like this: Chochma shines in Atzilus because Chochma is the level of Bittul. Koyachma, Koyach Chochma is Bittul. Now, which world is Batul Talukus? Atzilus. So therefore, where does Chochma, the Yud of Shem Yudke Vavke, reveal itself in the level of Chochma? Bina, it says. Bina Ema Iloa Mekane Berkosaya. Okay? That Bina of Atzilus, which is already not the same level of Bittul that Chochme is, but that shines into the world of Bria. Why is Bria called the world of a chair? Because when you sit, your body becomes lower. When Elokus comes down lower, it's called chair. It's called in the world of Bria. And then he says, Shis Viras be Yitzira, the six Viras of Zah shines in the world of Yitzira, in Yitzira Va'efa, which is Malchus and Zasiya. Yeshleim, why is he saying, why does the previous Rebbe bring this down in the Maimon? שכוונוס לוויין, שאינין זה שאילם is ביה, הם לבושים לרצילוס, this, that the world of ביה, yeah, בריצר נסיע, ארקלם to אצילס, אין באיפן שהבריאו לבוש לילם אצילס. It's not, he's explaining like this, so you could say like this, seemingly, that Bria would be a levush of Atzilus, and Yetzira would be a levush of Bria, and Asiya would be a levush of Yetzira. So that's not what it means. She oz yesh mokim leimer shamas pekashvach the ends of mata mata adin tachlis menegev his pashtis vegilu beinam abria levad. Because then, if that's the case, that Bria is only a garment, so then that would also be mata mata. It's not even the body. It's not the earth. It's the levushim. It's a separate entity. Shagam zeudar dvar pelitz also one not understood. Ala inyan al levushim. What it means is he explains shekol gimel elam bisbiya nechshavim kumei elam echad. It doesn't mean that biya when you speak about bria tzir nasiya. So bria has to do with atzilus and yitziru with bria. And he says no. It means all three of these worlds are counted as one. Like you said, what's mata mata? Bia. The other, there's a level of atzilus, and then you have bia. Bia is counted as one. Kanal bepirish maimet klas ilmin isle kodesh baruch hu. She'eim elam is ein tzof, elam atzilus ve'elam is bia. So according to that thing, elam is bia, nechshavim le'elam echot. So then, bria yitzir nasiya is counted as one world. Because what does it say the three worlds are? Ein Sof, Atzilus, and Bia. So Bia are in the same category of one thing. Shekul and Biyach, all three of them, Hem Levushim Leilam Atzilus, are garments to the world of Atzilus, all three of them. Valzeh may be a raya. May Amai Mini brings a proof to this from Eim Eilam and Bina Atzilus. Mekane because Saya Eilam Abriya. Shis viris biyitzir and malchus and asiya, she ain't a ba'ef and shachri islabish bina datsiyas ba'il ma'briya. It's not that after it comes into bina of atzilus, comes into bria, and then it comes into el ma'briya from bria to yitzira, and yitzira into asiya, he says, it doesn't work. One second. Kim shekol sviras d'atzilus, all the sviras of atzilus, bina zol and malchus shem kaima achas mislab shem b'chol gimel elam is biya. It means like this. It's not that what he's saying is biya is one category, meaning that the levushim of atzilus shine equally in bria, yitzira, and asiya. What? No. In other words, he's trying to explain that Elim Mata Mata Adin Tachlis is all the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Because if Bria would be a garment to Atzilus, and Yetzirah would be a garment of Bria, and Asiya would be a garment of Yetzirah, then Mata Mata wouldn't be Bia, it would be only Asiya. So he says all three worlds together, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, are garments to Atzilus. That means they are all garments equally to the level of Atzilus. Yes.
So what is the message is from Mata.
You want to understand about what we learned in the Mem Gimel Maimer that we were able to understand a little bit. That Elukus, that when a Yid has the Aveda of elevating the world, even Sholoshkim Satmir is through Taira. Yeah? That's the way Er himself comes mata mata.
That's
what he's saying here also, but in much more complicated words. That means Er himself Mila Mila Adin Ketz, mata mata, mean the Od, which is Mila Mila Adin Ketz, that Od comes mata mata Adin Tachlis. And not in a way of concealment, he said before, that the Ord, the way it is in Ein Sof, is revealed in Mata Mata. And by Matan Teira. It's here. Our Aveda is to reveal it. What's the Aveda V'yid? Let's talk what we learned in the other Maimon. We'll understand the Dira V'tachteina means revealing the essence of Hashem. Revealing the essence of Hashem down here. Yeah? That means it's here. The Aveda of the Jew is to reveal it. So the Rebbe is explaining the earning itself, Mata Mata Adin Tachlis, means not that Elokus comes down, concealed, limited, barely comes down here. He's explaining Orin Sof, Mata Mata Adin Tachlis, means the essence of Elokus is down here. Basi Legani Lamokim Shahi Ikri Betchila. So the essence of the Shechina, Ikri Shechina, as the Rebbe explains in the first Basi Legani, Tavshin Yud Aleph, he refers to Ikar Shechina Lifnei Atzimtzum, Shechina in the level of Elokus Lifnei Atzimtzum. That level is Mata Mata. The Jew's goal and function is to make the Dira, meaning the revelation of that essential level of Elokus, which is down Mata Mata, revealed. That's the Aveda. Especially this year. Again, which means, as the Rebbe said many, many times, we don't have to create something new. That's much more difficult than revealing something that's here. So the kirchas that Jew has, he knows that when you're creating dira b'tachteinim or whatever, or like the Rebbe says, you're talking to another Yid about Yiddishkeit, yeah? You're bringing them, they're close, but you're bringing them closer. It's not something that you have to create in that Jew. The neshama is there, you just have to reveal it. Some Jews, the Ruach Shtus covers Seichel and the Midas and the garments and everything, yeah? It's there, neshama is there, Pintel Yid is there, Yechidish Menefesh is there. You have to uncover it. But it's not that you have to make it there. You don't have to put it there.
The only thing that would shatter it is the klipa is more than Torah.
Shoshka said to me, now klipas nega is my samitzis and b'chol derechecha da'eyu and kol ma'asech l'shem shemayim in klipas nega. Shoshka said to me, you can't elevate only through Torah.
You can elevate only through
Torah. Because you can't use it. But when Taira learns about Hilchas Aveda Zor and the details, it's elevating that level of Aveda Zor to Shoshkin Satmeis. That's what the Rebbe said in Mem Gimel. Okay, so Mizem Buvan. She'in in the Erin Sofu Mata Adin Tachlis. This Mata Adin Tachlis is not only going, it's going on all three worlds of Bria Tzir Nasiya, Neshu Kulim Yachad. Because together the garments of Atzilus. Therefore, when you say Bina shines in Bria and Yetzira shines in, the Zohar shines in Yetzira and Malchus shines in Asiya, that all levels of Atzilus that these three worlds are garments for. All three worlds are garments by understanding that Bina is in Bria. And Zohar is in Yetzirah, and Malchus is in Asiya, but that's all of Malchus of Atzilus. So these worlds, all three of them together, are Kalim of Atzilus. And that's called Mata Mata.
This is another thing to do with speech talk action.
Yeah, the three world Bria Tzir and Asiya, Bechlal, is thought, speech, and action.
That's why it's called garments.
Huh?
That's why they're called garments.
Mm-hmm. Dalit. Umam Shechba Maim Levush in the Bia Emet. That concerning the Levushim of Briya Tzir and see it says in the Tikkun Isaiah. Diminayo Porcha Nishmas and Levnei Nosha. From there, the Nisham is, he created Nishamas to fly Levnei Nosha, which are the Nishamas, Yeshleim, Rebbe and Hemshech and Yon, to explain the sequence of the Maimer, Kiv and Sheklol is Hemshech Ali Lula. Because the whole Hemshech of the Maimer, of the all the Maimorim, Medaber Eidus Nishamis Yisrael, speaks about Nishamis, Vavidos and Mamchachas Halukus Lamata. Well, because Iker Shechina Vata. What's the first page of Basi Lagani? The Rebbe explained, the Avod of the Jew is Vishachanti Beseichem. Beseich Kol Echad Echad. So what's the Avod of a Yid? To bring Shechina down here. Okay? That means Alukus, to bring Alukus down here. And he says, the avod of a Jew is to bring down Elokus into the lowest of the lowest levels. For we must say that not only are these things in the spiritual realms, but these things apply also to Yidden. They apply also to Yidin's Aveda. L'chein mevayu inyin shelavushim debiya hei shaykh neshamis Yisrael ki levushim debiya concerning the levushim debiya says minayu parchim neshmasim levnei noshim, that from there neshamis fly out to be neshamis. Omam shech levayu shereib neshamis heim elemis biya. And therefore he says like this. Most neshamis today and from the world of Briyitzir Nasir. Rak chad b'dara b'dara sedishenim em neshamas datzilis. Exceptional, even one per generation. The Alter Rebbe says in the first parak of Tanya, tzadik yisayid eilam. It could be one tzadik that's a neshama vatzilis. Avorev and neshamas and neshamas debiya. Most neshamas are neshamas debiya. Therefore, biya is matamata din tachas. So therefore he's explaining, what's the avodah of a Jew to bring Kedusha Shechina revealed Mata Din Tachas into the world of Briyatir Nasir? That's the level of the Nisham, the avodah of the Nisham is to bring Alukus down into the worlds. Ve'inyin k'mi k'vish me'var Rabbeinu Azakim Baruch Yisib L'kut HaTeira. As Alter Rebbe explains in L'kut HaTeira, Shenish Mas Meisha Rabbeinu, Meit the Nisham of Meisha, comes from the essence of Chochmah. The source of Meisha Rabbeinu's neshama is Chochmah Vatzilus. That is the source of Teira. You mean higher than Teira. Hainu, lemaila mi'ateira, higher than Teira. Why? Because Chochmah Sateira is neivles Chochmah Shomayla. Like the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that Teira is neivles chokhmah shelemayla teira. In other words, like this, it says in the Medrash, Teira is the flowing of chokhmah of Eibishter. Chokhmah of Hashem.
Flowing.
In other words, Teira is what flows from the chokhmah. Not the chokhmah itself. It's flowing from the chokhmah. Constantly.
So what is the avodah of the neshama that comes from Atzilut? The chokhmah of Atzilut.
Because that neshama of Atzilut gives the koyach
to
all the purpose. The neshama of Meisha Rabbeinu is not for himself, it's for the Yid.
That's why Arizal was...
because it's the head, so it feels the pain of every single Jew.
But they're coming directly now.
Who?
The neshama that comes from Asilut.
Yeah, comes straight down.
So how can they feel? I don't know.
No,
he's not affected by the other world.
But they come down to function as the one that feeds Jews emunah internally. In order to connect two things, okay, what's called, there's mamutza hamchaber and mamutza hamafsik. There's an intermediary that connects, and there's an intermediary that separates. Okay? Like a curtain separates. Mm-hmm. But then there's a level of what's called Memutza Mechaber, It says about Moshe Rabbeinu's Aveda was that he is the mamut, intermediary between. Like the pasuk says, I stand, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Chumash, Anerichi Emedu Beinechem Lahagid Lochem Zvar Hashem. I stand between you and Hashem to reveal godliness to you. In order to connect two opposites, it needs to come from a level which is higher than both. The level of Elokus that Moshe Rabbeinu connects Jews to is lower than the level of Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and therefore he's able to connect Neshamis with Elokus. Of what?
I can in the neshama of a rebbe feel the neshama a simple Jew if they
come in. That's why he has to come into a body. And even that amshacha is also felt to Moshe Rabbeinu indirect, through Moshe Rabbeinu indirectly. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ve'yayin li basar," when the Jews complain, where's the beef? In Parsha Bala Yischa, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Hashem and says, "Me ayin li basar. Where am I going to get meat for these people?" So Hashem screamed at him and said, "Yashem tiksar, you're doubting what Hashem could do."
No connection.
What? Yeah, no. 1 second. So Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe in Hashem? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, "Me ayin li basar"? He didn't say, "Where are you going to get? You Hashem, where are you going to get from?" Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I'm a level Chochma Vatzilis. I'm completely removed from Gashmias. May I in Li Basar? How do you want me to give sustenance to the Jewish people on a level I don't have? You can't give what you don't have." Moshe Rabbeinu was not connected to Gashmias. It's Chochma Vatzilis. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Jews are at Mele Mon, Mon Min Hashemai. Mon is Kedusha. Right? But Gashmi, it's basar taiva yet. That's not meat. Indulging taiva meat. Yeah? So Moshe Rabbeinu, may I leave basar? So what they wish to say to him, it still comes through you, through the Shivim Skenim. In other words, that's, everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. All the hashpoas come from the tzaddik of the dor. That's what it says in the books. Zoyar, Kabbalah, wherever you want, okay? It all comes through Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm giving grass. I, Hashem, gives grass, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so the simple meaning, he is the microphone of Hashem. Nasati means Hashem. But the reality is, Hashpah of Gashmi comes through Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right, that means that in 1 second, that somebody passed by Rebbe,
he
went into his body, the Shama, into his body, in 1 second?
Mm-hmm. He saw Neshama. And he gave Ashpot to that Neshama. I mentioned many times, more for bringing it than now, but the Rebbe had a phenomenal memory. I mean, Bukhlal. Don't we know? I mean, even J.B. Soloveitchik, who was very close to the Rebbe in Berlin, and he always said that from the time he knows the Rebbe had a phenomenal memory. Unbelievable memory. But the Rebbe used to not see people for 20 years, 30 years, and the Rebbe recognized them and told them what he spoke about last time. You see that by dollar. I mean, you see that in the older videos, yeah? Not made up stories. The Rebbe told him, "Oh, he didn't see you for a year. You didn't write to me for a year and a half. You didn't, thousands of letters. I mean, right? What's the inyan? It's not, yeah, it's a good memory, but it's a deeper level than that. Neshamas don't age. The body ages. Neshama doesn't age. When the Rebbe looked at somebody, he saw neshama. He didn't see body. Yeah, he didn't saw body. I mean, it doesn't. But the Alter Rebbe says he doesn't see the beam. He saw the elukos of the beam. Doesn't mean he banged into the beam. Right? The Rebbe saw another Jew. He saw neshama. The neshama doesn't age. Neshama doesn't change. It's talking to Nisham.
You can have a
new better
than Shem, right?
The Al Rebbe says in Perek Tezvav V'Tanya, you can get sometimes in Nisham when a person tries to be a tzaddik, he comes. No, it has I. He comes in a way of pregnancy. Yibud. You know, because you're more directly connected to the tzaddik. There's a story. Hello. By the way, today's class is sponsored by Avram Aradian. For now to review Shvat and you should have Atzlocha. There's a story after your Shvat, after the previous Rebbe passed away, there's somebody very sick.
25 years.
Huh?
25 years he passed away.
Oh, the previous Rebbe passed away 73 years ago. Oh, 20. Anyway, okay, after the previous Rebbe passed away, yeah? So somebody was very sick. So the Rebbe told somebody, it was in Manhattan, the husband. The Rebbe told somebody, one of the chassidim, go to that patient who was unconscious. Go to the patient, whisper the Friedrich Rebbe's name in his ear. And the person woke up. So yes, the Mephis of the Rebbe, okay? But how was the... So the Rebbe explained, just like we know, why was the Baal Shem Tov called Yisrael? Why did his father named him Yisrael? But conceptually, why was his name Yisrael? Because when somebody faints, he called a name. The Jews at that time were in a fainting spell after Gzeis Tachvatat and all those terrible things to the Eden, to pogroms and everything. So the Jews were in a fainting spell. The Rebbe says, beginning Kuntzion Shotei Shechzidus. And therefore his name was Yisrael to wake up the Jews from Golus. So when you whisper the name of a tzaddik in somebody's ear, it has an effect. I mean, it wouldn't have had effect if the Rebbe didn't send them to do it, by the way. It wouldn't work. But how did the miracle happen? By saying the name of the tzaddik that awakens up the person. Okay.